okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
Dozens of ways to make it through the day, the good way, the good day way, with the General Horn, Rich McFadden, and your servant at hand, Doug Steffen. The Good Day program is on the air for Thursday. It is Thursday. It's not Friday, right? It's not Wednesday.
Still Thursday.
Thursday.
Check us out as the video along with the audio is available at DougSteffen.com. That's right. You can see Richie's handsome face. And his he's got a little bit of drizzle from his nose, but he'll be all right. And you can see me Jennifer, you'll like this. I'm standing up in front of the camera. I have my new Farmall T-shirt on.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's great.
Farmall T-shirt, front and center. Check
Perfect.
It out. The video and the audio are both available at DougSteffen.com. All right, let's get started. It's good news time on the Good Day program. Good news.
Good news.
Now, let's see here. How do I do this?
The train whistle.
I wonder if
you can't play the train whistle like a kazoo. He's trying to play a kazoo, and it's not a kazoo. It's a train whistle.
All right, so let's do this instead. David. No, I want it to sound like woo woo. I want it to sound like a train whistle.
Well, you can go back to the other one you had, the wood one.
All right, though. You like it?
He can't whistle either, Jennifer. There you go. There you go.
Okay, here we go.
Don't talk, just blow.
That's what somebody said about this program yesterday.
Yeah, don't talk, just blow.
All right, anyway. So Congressman Wu had a problem, E-I-E-I-O. His problem was that he likes girls who aren't old enough to connect with his passions.
Uh-oh.
Legally, anyway. Now, this is, it isn't just Democrats, it isn't Republicans, it's just like it's an infestation. Or does it just represent what men are all about in America? And is it because we are so cloisteristic, is that a word, about our
like
sexual
it.
Feelings? We're so cloistered, it's repugnant how stuck we are in the sexual mores department. And that's what causes all this stuff to happen. But in the meantime, it's good to get rid of another congressman just because it's time to... Let's get rid of as many as we can. No matter how we get rid of them, let's get rid of them.
So are you saying that we shouldn't be so stuck up and that if these guys want to go ahead and hit on...
No, I'm not saying that at all.
...18-year-old women, it's okay? Or
no.
Are you just saying...
I'm just saying that in this circumstance, the way that we handle that these guys aren't able for whatever the reason... to handle their own sexuality and find
yes.
something that is available that's suitable.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it is, I don't know.
Yeah, which, I mean,
what is it about? There aren't enough women around that are available, that are of legal age. You're going to have to go chase around.
And what in his brain thinks that, you know, okay, listen, if I hit on this 18-year-old, it'll be okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's
yeah,
no big deal.
Exactly. Nobody will find out about it.
Nobody will find out.
Yeah,
and if they do, it's okay. Nobody will care.
Right, exactly. Wiener and Wu. Sounds like a law firm, right?
Yeah. But you or go, a new show on TNT.
Right, exactly. Right. Or what's with. We got to have a. Don't we have a sex channel? Must be a sex channel. On the 500 channels, is going to be a sex channel. So the Wiener and Wu. That'd be a good morning radio show, though, someplace. It's time for Wiener and Wu.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Right. Wiener and Wu in the morning. Woo, 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 woo.
He says, I cannot care for my family the way I wish while serving in Congress and fighting these very serious allegations.
Ah, of course.
Wu said in a statement.
Wu said that.
The well-being of my children must come before anything else. Yeah. Funny. You weren't thinking that just when you were hitting on the 18-year-old.
The well-being of his woo, woo.
Yeah.
All right. Charlotte, you should see Charlotte's face right now. Charlotte is my English woman. She's looking at me and has the strangest look. She had a shower. Washed her up, has nice coat, shiny and everything this morning. And she's sitting there looking at me with her... I wonder if we could get the camera. Can you see her if I move?
There you go. Hold on a minute. I got to go.
Camera over there. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can move the camera that far over there. How about it? No, I can't move it. All right, never mind. Charlie, you'll have to come over here if you want to be on. It's 12 past the hour, so Congressman Wu is gone. Let's see, what else do we... Oh, we have a solution to a very important problem. Thanks to Peter Trahan of this of the staff here, who loves to do research. He actually did this when I mentioned I'm frequently talking about when we talk about NASA and the space program and how many things there are to discover out there in the universe. There's no beginning, there's no end. There are more stars, there are more planets, there are more galaxies than we have grains of sand on the planet. So Peter, being the intelligent fellow that he is, went to Archimedes. You know who Archimedes is?
Mm-mm. No.
Archimedes.
Same as your Archimedes? Or...
Archimedes and your Archimedes. My Archimedes.
The same, right?
Yeah. He is one of the great minds of all time, a Greek, I guess he'd be a scientist, astrologer. He was also known as the sand reckoner. Archimedes set out to calculate the number of grains of sand that the planet could contain.
Sure.
Challenged the notion that the number of grains of sand was too large to be counted. And so I'm not new, but this has been going on. Archimedes was around how many thousands of years ago? It was a long time ago.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, he said, excuse me, I wrote, there are some who think that the number of sands, grains of sand, is infinite in multitude. And I mean by the sand not only that which exists around, Syracuse was the area near Italy, Sicily, that he came from. But he was talking about every region inhabited and inhabited, uninhabited, inhabited and uninhabited. So to solve the problem, are you all with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Archimedes yeah. devised a system of counting based on the myriad, which is a word from the Greek that is actually representative of the number 10,000. He proposed a number system using powers of the myriad, or myriads, that equaled 100 million, concluded the number of grains of sand required to fill the universe would be 8 vigintillion.
8 or, vigintillion.
Or
that's
8
a lot.
Times 10 to the 63rd power.
How many zeros is that?
That's way more than you can possibly imagine.
63.
64. Because
you know, who's going to challenge him on that?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to go, nah, that's not right?
I'm going to challenge
who's
him.
Who's going to know?
I do believe it's infinite. If the number of sand grains that get into my car after a day at the beach.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is any example. Right, exactly. Well, a lot of people going to the beach this time of year, so I figured this made sense to discuss.
I mean, it seems easy enough. You count the grains of sand in a cubic inch.
Uh-huh.
Then you, I mean, on the face of this planet anyway, then you take GPS pictures and...
But see, some sand is high, some sand is low.
Calculate, well, you'd have to take an average. I mean, this wouldn't be an exact to the grain.
It's
but
all... Are all
then you take an average of the miles of sand-covered surface of the face of this planet,
mm-hmm.
multiply that by inches, get the total cubic inches out of it, and then multiply that by the amount of grains of sand in a cubic inch, and boom, there's your number.
Hmm.
You got the vigintillion number that you're looking for.
V-I-G-N, virgin, vigin, vigintillion.
See, we have an advantage, though. We can calculate the amount of square miles of sand-covered surface on the face of this planet where he couldn't.
Yeah. All right. So has everybody got a headache after listening to that, or you're okay? I think it's good news.
I love
we
that
know.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's very good.
The fact that somebody made a career out of that 3,000 years ago blows my mind, though.
It's very
smart.
Yeah, very smart. Very good, very smart. Okay, so we're working through the... We've solved two problems already today. Congressman Wu, who is a... I guess somebody that you probably wouldn't want to meet if you're a lady in a dark alley. He's gonzo. He's still being... Though he could go up and down the street. He could hide in a dark alley, but he wouldn't be a congressman. Does that make any... Is that difference? Make a difference? Who's going to replace him?
I don't think he's going to be hanging out anywhere.
No.
He's going to be locked in his house. Guaranteed, if he's hanging out in the dark alley right now, there are 15 news crews standing right behind him.
Right, exactly. Okay, and then we've figured out how many grains of sand there are. It's 8 times 10 to the 63rd power. And you can take that to the bank. I imagine I could ask. Somebody said to me the other day, I ought to take some of the information that I present at the first part of the hour and then ask a question on it during the second part of the hour, and that way we would be sure that people are listening and paying attention. hey, listen, I don't really, I'm happy to have as many listeners as possible, but I don't really care whether you're paying attention.
Give me a break.
Right, exactly. Welcome to another Great American Day on Good Day. It's 17 past the hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now, you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Frizzell lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Frizzell. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Frizzell. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
So sad news from our affiliate WAYY and my friend Marty Green in Eau Claire tells a story about a cougar who visited Wisconsin last year, has died. The most surprising part of this story is the distance that the animal traveled to get there. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the cougar was run over apparently by some vehicle in Connecticut. So this cougar was in Wisconsin and somehow or other made its way over 1,000 miles to Connecticut. The first recorded sighting of this cougar was in Minnesota in 2009. So this is...
How do they know it was the same cougar?
Well, sometimes they... I don't know. That's a good question. How many cougars do you know who would be wandering around in Minnesota and Wisconsin under the circumstances?
How old was she?
I don't know, but they did a sort of an autopsy, said she was in good condition.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 $50 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. She's like anybody, though, in Cowboys boots.
Tight jeans, about 6'4", you know?
Patrici, that's me and you. I'm a little closer than you are. Yeah, I think I've seen you in some tight jeans with that big ass of yours.
Did I just say that?
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's the beer talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
And the Canadian Medical Association Journal says that of all the heart attack victims, married men get to the hospital the fastest.
Yes, sir.
That's what they say, yeah. I guess the thing is their wives are looking out for them.
Right.
The slowest group to get to the hospital? Really rich married men.
Yeah, they're...
All right, so marriage, is it a state of fine art? And in America, do we have the makings of more marriages? Marriage has been on the downturn the last 10 years or so. People not wanting to get married, and they are in favor of living together, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe we're going to take a page out of the playbook that comes from France, where Pierre spends most of his time. Pierre, there's a story today suggesting that civil unions have gained favor in France over marriage. Some people divorced and disenchanted with marriage. Others are young couples who are opposed to marriage ideologically, but they want to lighten their tax burdens. Many are lovers not ready for matrimony, whatever the reason, and they vary widely. French couples, more than any other, it seems, in the Western world, are increasingly shunning traditional marriage and opting for civil unions to the point that there are now two civil unions for every three marriages. Yeah. Can you imagine?
This will be the downfall of France.
How's that?
Because I am more of a conservative French Parisian. You know, I believe in the sanctity of the marriage. Yeah. I believe that a man and a woman should get together, stay together, raise their family together,
right,
and should do better or worse, stay together. And if you don't believe that I feel this, ask my girlfriend.
Yeah. Right.
She will tell you.
Huh. How long have you had this girlfriend?
Yeah. This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, months.
Months?
Months.
Uh-huh. Have you
seen the other ones? I had to get rid of them.
Really? Why? What's the problem with the other ones?
Well, they want to get married. I have a wife. This is a problem.
Okay, so here's what these civil unions are called. Pacte civil de solidarité, or PACS, P-A-C-S. They shift in social attitudes. When you were young, did you have the same opinion, Pierre, of marriage, or has Have you just gotten into this because you've seen all of the marriages, the divorces, the way...
Oh, we... My father and my grandfather and my grandfather's father, they have always been very traditional. Have always had the wife for 40 years. My grandfather was married to my grandmother for 50 years.
And they were all heterosexual unions?
Absolutely. We are the only men. We are men's men.
Really? So you don't know of anybody who's in a homosexual relationship?
No.
Uh-huh. Those don't exist in France, probably, right?
Well, we have plenty of girlfriends, but we do not have the boyfriends.
Really?
It's for you Americans.
It's the stupid Americans.
It's basically the ones on the farms.
Yeah, what happens on the farm?
There's animals.
Oh.
I don't have to go there. Not pleasant to talk about.
Really?
Oui.
By the way, in Germany, your neighbor, they're having similar problems as well, getting people to get married. They'd rather live together than get married, which, again, seems to sort of make good sense.
Those krauts. What you going to do?
The krauts? You
the
call krauts. Them krauts?
Who are we?
What do the krauts call the Frenchies?
Yeah, the frogs.
Frogs.
Where's the frogs?
Frogs and krauts.
I like it.
Sounds like a recipe for pretty. Have we got any wine? A bottle of wine. But, yeah. All right, so here's the story of a lady who's an event planner named Sophie Lazaro, lives in Paris, signed a civil union agreement with her longtime companion. Let's see here. She's 48. He's 50. They were drawn to a civil union largely for the legal protections and stability it offered. They have two daughters. What happens if you have children, though, Pierre, under this circumstance?
If you have the children, you have a contract. The children become property at this point. This is why I get married. So that my girlfriend can be my property.
I see. Okay, very good.
Not my children.
All right, there it is, the story of what's going on in France. Thank you, Pierre. Up next, People in the News on Good Day.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Stephens Good Day program, 33 and change after the hour. A nude swimmer in San Francisco Bay giving seal watchers and some of the Bayside diners
okay.
more than they bargained for. Police have been fielding complaints about a skinny dipper who surprises diners by doing flybys.
Kind of funny. But
so far, police...
How cold is he when he's swimming in the Pacific?
Pacific's
ocean?
Not very warm.
No.
Sausalitos is in Sausalito. They're trying to, every night this guy's out there, they call him the buff paddler. But the law may be on his side. There's no law that has been broken. Apparently not against the law to swim in the nude in San Francisco Bay. So good for you.
Yeah.
Huh? What's wrong with that? There's anything wrong with that.
Just hope those seals don't mistake you for chum or...
Oh, a shrimp.
Time now for People in the News and our 2020 News Quiz question, all right? There's a man, and I will not use the term gentleman because that's the first probably and only clue I will give you. This man in the news named Jack McCullough. Now, maybe by me saying he's not a gentleman, I'm...
You're giving us a hint.
Well, I am, but I'm also sort of prejudging... The fact that he is charged with something, but he hasn't been found guilty. All right, so...
Ask me if I was ready for this, by the way.
Ready for?
When you said people in the news, usually you'd say, are you ready, Jen?
And are you ready, Jennifer?
Yes, thank you. I'm ready. Ready.
Right.
Okay.
Who's Jack McCullough? McCullough. 800-510-8255. Why is he in the news? Why would we be talking about him? It's not a particularly pleasant story. As a matter of fact, it's a pretty ugly story. But it is something that people are talking about, and he is one of the people in the news today. So who is he? Jack McCullough. Identify him, and you can pick your prize here on Good Day. You have 5 minutes before we get to 20 before the hour to identify Mr. Jack McCullough. Why is his name in the news, and why would we be talking about him? 800-510-8255. Next person in the news, Army Specialist Jeremy Hall. The story of Specialist Hall. He was raised as a Baptist, like a lot of Christians. He said grace before dinner, read the Bible before bed. He was deployed to Iraq. He packed the Bible so he'd feel closer to God.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Serves a couple of tours of duty in Iraq. Has a near-perfect record. But somewhere between the tours, something changed with him.
Uh-oh.
And now he no longer believes in God or anything that has anything to do with religion. He said that he met some atheists while he was in Iraq who suggested that he read the Bible again. After doing so, he said that he had so many unanswered questions, he decided to become one of them. So his lack of faith, he says, cost him his military career and put his life at risk. Said his life was threatened by other troops assigned to do their duties in Iraq. He's been outspoken, and now he fears for his safety, so he has a full-time bodyguard. So he's filed a federal lawsuit against the Department of Defense, claims his rights to religious freedom under the First Amendment have been violated, says the United States military has become a Christian organization, and that is unconstitutional. Says there's a pattern of discrimination against non-Christians in the military. Anybody got any examples of that in their service? 800-510-8255. He says a couple of years ago on Thanksgiving Day, after refusing to pray at his table, he was told to go sit someplace else. In another incident, when he was nearly killed during an attack on his Humvee, another soldier asked him quote, "Do you believe in Jesus now?" He's not seeking compensation in the lawsuit, just a guarantee of religious freedom in the military. He's been sent back from Iraq and now is in Fort Riley in Kansas.
Sounds like this guy's doing a little bit of...
Also says he missed out on promotions.
Looking for trouble a little.
Yeah, on evangelizing.
Uh-huh. I was told because I put my personal beliefs before the beliefs of my troops, I would not make a good leader.
No, that would be a problem.
The organization he belongs to is the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and they are suing the military. There are 8,000 members of this group, Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Almost all of them complain of pressure to embrace evangelical Christianity when they're in uniform. They call the Pentagon Pentecostaligon. Let me try that one again. Pentecostaligon.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Religious discrimination is a violation of the First Amendment. Yada, yada, yada. The Deputy Undersecretary of the Defense Department says evangelizing is relatively rare, but it does exist among the troops. Huh. If an atheist chose to follow their convictions, that's acceptable, says Mr. Carr. It's a point of religious accommodation. The department policy holds close. You can have faith or no faith. It's up to you. I can imagine this guy. I can imagine this happening. I can hear both sides of this. You see a lot of soldiers wearing the cross and praying before they. That's okay if you want to do that. But it does seem, if this guy's right, that it is. And again,
I would ask you why everybody knows that he doesn't believe in God.
Apparently, he makes a big deal out of it.
Yes.
There you go.
Therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. So he's not supposed to make a big deal out of it.
I'm not a big fan of anybody who believes anything being in your face about their beliefs. Yeah. Okay, so I know where you are. Cool, that's good.
Yeah. All right. There's a quiet confidence in not pushing everything on everybody else.
All right, we haven't got anybody who's figured out who Jack McCullough is yet for the prize in the 2020 news quiz. He's in the news. Why is that? 800-510-8255. Also, lawsuits being filed against Wells Fargo, the nation's largest home mortgage lender, Department of Justice. That where you have your mortgage there?
Yep.
Okay, so the Department of Justice says Wells Fargo preyed on black borrowers during the bubble. Black borrowers during the bubble steered them into high-cost subprime loans.
This is a mess. And right. Latinos.
Latinos as well.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
But isn't there still personal responsibility to make
sure
you're not getting
it? No, doesn't exist anymore. That's been outlawed in America.
We could get into this whole deep thing about how the government actually forced the banks to accept these loans because the government was giving money and created laws to help spur the economy and keep inflation down to get these loans. That's a long story.
It is a long story.
It's a long story.
Short ending, however. A lot of people are broke.
And then 10 years later, here we are.
Here's another one. Tampa General Hospital filed a $9 million lawsuit against the estate of a woman named Tamika Jacque Campbell. Spent 5 years in the hospital. Court documents suggest that the hospital is owed $9 million for taking care of her. She died at the age of 29 of a progressive neuropathy disease. Immune cells attacked her body's nerves. Took 5 years. So is that an example of you pull the plug? Is that, do you think the this in the new healthcare system will be asked of people who are monitors? What are they, is that what they're calling these people? That is, well, remember the controversy last year or the year before?
Death panels.
That death panel. That was, yeah. She deserves to die. We can't spend $9 million on her, so pull the plug.
We've run the numbers, and we've valued her life at this amount.
$322,000, right. Aye, aye, aye. A lot of stuff. The law, the more lawyers there are, you've noticed, there are more lawsuits. And the more I travel around, the more ads I see. I was in Las Vegas the other day. I've always thought there were tons of ads for lawyers. But everywhere.
Vegas? Forget
and
it. Because you need lots
Spanish.
Of DUI lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
It's you know, it used to be that lawsuits were just lawsuits when it was something happening. Now it's like people looking for a lawsuit.
Oh, they are.
It's like the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
For law I could
all
own
the
this place.
Places.
I could, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see these commercials, you know. Did you give birth to a child that has this? Well, it was probably the doctor's fault. Here, call us at, you know.
Right. We'll fix it all up. We'll bring your child back to life. 800-510-8255 has been dialed up by Joe in Lexington, Tennessee. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Doug. Good to speak with you.
Thank you. Nice to have you on board. How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
That's good.
I always get up every morning and listen to you for about an hour while I drink my coffee.
Really? You have a slow cup? Is it a big cup of coffee or you just drink it slowly?
Well, two big cups of coffee.
Two big cups of coffee.
Good for you.
And then afterwards you go eliminate, right? After you've listened to us for an hour.
I have to go there.
After a while.
All right. So you have a question for us?
Now, your question you had about the policeman that was that killed a little girl in Chicago.
The
Jack
McCullough is 71 years old, yes.
He's accused of killing a little girl in Chicago, and he's an ex-policeman in Washington State, or Washington?
Yes, and he's being extradited, apparently, back in Illinois, getting back there today. He is charged with killing 7-year-old Maria Rudolph.
About 50-something years ago?
50 years ago, yep. Yep, yep. So they're digging up her body to try to figure out. I don't know. How does this? I guess there's no statute of limitation on murder, right?
No, there's not.
And so the new tools that are around today. But you got to wonder, I'm looking around trying to figure out how they found this guy, how they put him together with her.
His girlfriend used a train ticket he was supposed to already use.
Oh, this is this is that one. Okay.
Yeah.
What was it?
He had been investigated for this murder, and then his girlfriend currently apparently was rummaging through some of their stuff and found a train ticket that for that day that basically his ruins his alibi, just throws his alibi out the door.
Yeah. So she believed him, then she found the ticket.
She believed him, she found the ticket, she turned him in.
Yeah.
Could you imagine living with someone, believing them, and then realizing that they've been lying to you about that? Ugh.
Yeah. Yep, pretty sad circumstance all the way around. But she did the right thing.
She did.
And that's at least, you know, if he comes to justice, even as if he's the bad guy at 71, he goes to jail for the rest of his life, that serves him right.
So here's what it is. His alibi said that he was on a train from Rockford to Chicago after undergoing examinations for determining his eligibility for military service.
Mm.
So the investigators started talking to his ex-girlfriend, and she told the authorities she had seen the train ticket and it had not been used.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Busted.
Stub was still on it.
Cold case for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but she's the ex-girlfriend. She wasn't. She was the ex-girlfriend.
Correct.
All right, Joe, you're going to get either some of our new food that we have an interesting promotion around, or you get some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Hold on just a second, and you can tell Peter what you would like to have. 14 before the hour, Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. 5 IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on Good Day, brought to you by the folks who present the patch for pain, or actually, it may be better turned around, Ken, the patch to relieve pain. I suppose when you say for pain, if you have pain, you put the patch on for pain, the assumption is it's going to eliminate or alleviate the pain. Is that too wordy, or is that okay? That
makes sense. Let me simplify. Most of us have pain. Most of us have to deal with it. We're looking for a solution. Why ruin our stomachs with those pills? This is the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate pain of the back, the joint, the muscles. This works. My patients love it.
It's been around since 1987, and these pain relief patches give you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. That's how to remember it. You get a free Salon Pause patch by going to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Click on the button, ask the, what is the old expression? If you want something, ask for it. Okay, you want a free patch? All you have to do is ask for it by going to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. If you're looking for the blue Salon Pause button right there, get rid of the pain without the pills. It's a very interesting day, Ken. We've been talking about the wireless networks and how much information people are getting from wireless networks about their health and whether or not it's a good idea. How many times a day do you see somebody that says to you when they come into your office, I looked up on the web, dot, 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 dot,
and I'm dying.
I can't tell you how many people I walk into these days before I walk into the exam room are using their smartphone on the Internet waiting to ask me questions.
Yeah.
And they know what's wrong with them before you even get to look at them,
but
right?
But do they really know what's wrong with them? Do they misdiagnose themselves?
I would not depend on Dr. Internet for your solutions. You know, a little bit of knowledge can be very, very dangerous. Yeah. I think it's good to check. You know what you have. You want to find out more information, but you need that as just a piece of the puzzle, not as your only use of your care.
Important news today about your family history and what that may predict.
Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics Journal this week. Family history is a very good predictor of heart attack, not as good a predictor of stroke, but still somewhat. Know what your mom and dad, and most importantly, your siblings. That's very important for your heart history.
I was noticing something here that looks like it's pretty important for my own playbook this week, how much fragmented sleep I've had and how that could be pretty harmful.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug. Yes, you can't make up for it by napping. What this study shows is that you need continuous, good, deep sleep to form memories, to recapture them, so that if you're having trouble with memory, think about it. You know, you need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night as an adult.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Track us, including the video. That is, you can watch Rich and me in action live through the miracle of modern technology at DougSteffens.com. A lot of other things going on, a lot of new things at DougSteffens.com. The program is marketed well in lots of different ways. One of the tools that I use, you can use as well. It's called Text Message Marketing. CaptainEmail.com has the story. They can deliver for you this text message marketing so that your message goes to your clients' and your prospects' cell phones. If you get that when you're calling people now, don't you get their cell phone number as well as their business number? So here you go. Free trial so you see how it works for you by going. All you have to do is text Doug to 313131. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131. The free trial that's there, the explanation, Richie's done it, and he sees how it works. You can see how fast it works. It works. Say it again, Doug, how fast it works. Text Doug to 313131 and see how it'll work for you. A group of 29 American universities, this is pretty interesting, working toward building infrastructure that could achieve Internet speeds that are several hundred times faster than what is available now.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Several hundred times faster than what's available. How in the world would they do it? How could you do that?
Bigger pipe, faster data.
You know what it is? All right. So as food for thought, as we continue on in a moment, the focus of what we do here in this part of the program usually is Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, and he will not let us down. Up next here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-lease items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Let's look at some Apple news today. Amazon.com altered its iPhone and iPad Kindle apps this week to remove a direct link to its own Kindle store. This external link is now against Apple rules, and in addition to Amazon, the Wall Street Journal also changed its app to comply. All sales must now run through Apple's App Store. Here's some more Apple news. The new iPhone is expected to launch in early to mid-September. Tentatively called the iPhone 5, the new model may actually be closer to an iPhone 4 Plus. Small incremental improvements are expected to be the focus. And last week, Apple launched its new operating system, which is called OS X Lion. It's available as a $30 download on Apple's computer app store. Previously, major new releases of operating systems like this cost over $100 from Apple. Now, no trip to the store, no packaging to deal with, and a 70% discount to boot. Not too shabby. I'm Alex Goldfing.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The program that you're listening to now is available, you know, every evening on WSRadio.com. 8 o'clock is the time, Pacific time, Jennifer. WSRadio.com, 8 o'clock Pacific time. So another way of you getting, and if you like the evening time, you don't.
There's
have
no
to be
excuses for not hearing us every single day.
Exactly,
all, right?
All day long.
That's all.
Any time, any day, you've got it. It's the Doug Stephan Good way of penetrating the universe. Amy Winehouse's death has brought her albums Frank and Back to Back.
Yeah.
To the top of the Billboard album charts.
This always happens.
Seems to. We were talking about that the other day. How I was sort of disgusted that. When you look at, I think it was Microsoft, there's one site on Microsoft that
it's their Zoom,
about her death.
Their Zoom music site,
right,
which is their iTunes.
Send you to their website to buy some of her product. It seemed a little dicey to me.
They all do it. Back in the day, man, when Stevie Ray Vaughan died, they stocked his albums at Tower Records. I will never forget that.
Yeah. But did they promote it? That's one thing to be interested in.
You don't have to.
But promoting, well, that's what I'm saying. Did Microsoft do the right thing by sort of promoting? It was good business for them to promote her death.
When Elvis died, man, his albums went nuts.
Yeah, but they weren't on the air. Radio stations would say, didn't have a commercial from the radio store, come buy our, the Elvis album.
You don't think? They were playing them out the wazoo. I mean, the record companies were going, yeah, buddy.
59 after on Good Day.
Can you die again, Elvis?
Yeah.